Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here. After Dark Radio every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, as well as twitch.tv/F4WVideo. Video.F4WOnline.com. You can listen to Sports Byline through TuneIn Radio. And we are here today with a brand new show. No guest this afternoon, so I'm going solo. But I got a lot to talk about here today. And you can join us. It is Halloween season, and in fact, if you have got spooky stories, well, today would be a great day to let the world know about them. You can send me those stories, Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. That is Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. We are scheduled to have a Halloween guest next week on the program, but you can be the guest here today. Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. Any spooky stories you've got, you're welcome to send to me. We got others in the bin as well, which we'll get into. But a lot of news on the show today, including not just a study involving potential alien life, but a now peer-reviewed study, which has not gotten a lot of press. But it is starting to get some, and so we're going to talk about that here today on the show. We'll also talk about 3-Eye Atlas, which, you know, speaking of UFOs and not UFOs, we got some UFOs filmed in Spain. We have got an update on the New Jersey drones, or at least a partial update. We've got a new Loch Ness Monster sighting on a webcam. We got some Bigfoot talk. A motorist in Indiana got in a wreck, blamed a chupacabra. We got a lot to get into here today. And that's fitting music, Dom. Back in a moment. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, twitch.tv/F4W Video, video.F4WOnline.com. And it's Halloween season. If you want to send some spooky stories to read here on the program, please do. Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com is the email, Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com. We'll get into some of those later. Got a lot of different news stories. You never know what we'll get to and not get to on a solo show. But we must get to this because this is a study. Stephen Brule and Beatrice Villarroel worked together on this. I believe for years, because I think the first mentions of this investigation were around 2019, so it's been 6 years. And they published a paper a couple of days ago, actually, and it is apparently passed peer review as well. So it's no joke. Now, what it means, we don't know, but I'm going to tell you what it says because it is interesting. This is the name of the study. You can find this online. Transients in the Palomar Observatory Sky Survey may be associated with nuclear testing and reports of unidentified anomalous phenomena. What in God's name does that mean? Well, I'll tell you, because that's my job. So, they have been doing sky surveys for decades, and they were doing sky surveys prior to the first satellites being sent into orbit. Now you do a sky survey, and there's so many satellites, there's just junk everywhere out there. But, prior to 1957, there were no satellites in orbit. So they would do these sky surveys, and they would regularly find what were called transients. And a transient means you've got a picture of space, there's everything that you expect, but then there's like a dot or whatever that's not supposed to be there, and then the next frame it's gone. And these frames, I believe, they're like 50 seconds apart or whatever. So any of these transients would have been in frame and then out of frame, And so they logged them. And so nobody knew what they were. You know, nobody knew really anything about them. But there were many, many transients observed. And actually, this goes all the way back to the very first, we're talking like the late 1800s when, you know, they were first starting to try to take photographs through telescopes. And, you know, people would capture these weird anomalies in those photos as well. So anyway, what these two did, Stephen Brühl and Beatriz Villarroel, if I have that name right, they went back and they basically looked through all of these pictures, the Palomar Observatory Sky Survey. They went through all of them. They logged the time and date of all of the anomalous transients, the weird things that were there and then were gone. And then they went through all of the UFO sightings and all of the nuclear testing that was being done to see if there was a correlation. So it said here, we tested speculative hypotheses that some of these transients are related to nuclear weapons testing or unidentified anomalous phenomena reports. That would be what we used to call UFOs. A data set comprising daily data from November 19, 1949 through April 28, 1957 regarding identified transients, identified meaning they were seen on the deal, not that we know what they are, identified transients, nuclear testing, and UAP reports was created. And this was a period of 2,718 days. Results revealed significant associations between nuclear testing and observed transients, with transients 45% more likely on dates plus or minus one day of nuclear testing, for days on which at least one transient was identified, significant associations were noted between total number of transients and total number of independent UAP reports per date. For every additional UAP reported on a given date, there was an 8.5% increase in the number of transients identified. Small but significant associations between nuclear testing and number of UAP reports were also identified. Findings suggest associations beyond chance between occurrence of transients and both nuclear testing and UAP reports. These findings may help elucidate the nature of, anyway, et cetera, et cetera. So, for those of you that have been around a while, you probably remember, you know, the UFO phenomenon has been going on for like thousands of years. I mean, there's cave drawings of weird things, and there's weird things mentioned in the Bible, and there's, I mean, it's gone on forever. But the modern UFO explosion started in 1947. I shouldn't even say that. There were reports during World War II of these things called Foo Fighters, which is in fact where the band got its name. And, you know, these military pilots would report these weird glowing balls of light that were like buzzing around their aircraft, and nobody knew what they were. So, but it didn't like catch on until 1947 when you had the Kenneth Arnold sighting, you had Roswell, although Roswell at the time was nothing until like 30 years later. But the Kenneth Arnold sighting was a big one. And, you know, that got nationwide headlines. And the next thing you know, it's like everybody's talking about UFOs, everybody's seeing UFOs, we got UFO movies, we got alien movies. Like the whole thing blew up starting in 1947. And obviously we had dropped the bomb in 1945. And so if you go way back and you read, you know, books from that period, or you listen to the alleged contactees who talked to the folks from Venus or whatever, you know, the story was, well, they're here because they're not happy with what we're doing with the nuclear bombs. And there were a lot of stories about, you know, UFOs around nuclear detonation sites. And, you know, a lot of people in the 40s and 50s try to tie all of this together. And I don't know how seriously most legitimate UFO researchers took any of that. But now here we are. It's 2025. And these two went back and charted all of this data And in fact, on days when nuclear testing was done, there was an increase in UAP sightings. There was an increase in these transient star-like objects that they cannot identify. And it is a significant association. So if you read the entire study, as far as like the nuclear testing goes, I mean, they think there's a possibility that, you know, something involving detonating a nuclear weapon, maybe it sends particles or it does whatever, or even fallout might end up on the negative or something like that. So they think that there may be something related to the, that we don't know, you know, we don't know exactly why, but they think there may be something, you know, some physical reason why a nuclear weapon is detonated and then, you know, these anomalous transients appear in photos. But they don't really have a good explanation for the UAP sightings that tie into the anomalies that were photographed in space. So it's a very, very interesting study. They can't really come to a conclusion, but they can see all of the associations when these anomalous things were seen in space prior to the launching of satellites. I mean, they did match up with UAP sightings and nuclear detonations, and nuclear detonations and UAPs also had an association. So very interesting that here we are in 2025 and we've got studies kind of backing up what people hypothesized in the 40s and 50s. Back in a moment with more After Dark Radio Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in radio, Sports Byline, as well as twitch.tv/F4WVideo, video.f4wonline.com. And got a lot to talk about, but I want to read this from Felipe. It says, this is Felipe from Brazil, longtime listener, first time emailing you. Love the shows. The building I currently work at is 125 years old. It's been renovated for accessibility purposes, but most things were kept the same. It was the very first school in this town. In fact, nowadays, it's a cultural center. We offer music classes, ballet, Pilates. There's an art gallery, a library. Where I work, he says, actually typing this. In the 3 years I've worked here, I've heard a few stories from other employees and a couple I saw and heard myself. One time, one of the cleaning ladies said she heard footsteps behind her going up to the second floor, for example. The three occurrences I witnessed were the elevator going up and down by itself, which, of course, could have been a malfunction. This other time, I clearly heard one piano note being played on the second floor when the music classes were already over for the day. Lastly, this one happened at the library. I saw a book fly off the shelf. All windows were closed, so it couldn't be the wind or anything. God, if even is it the wind? If that wind is blowing so hard that a single book flies off the shelf, that'd be pretty weird. The way the books are lined up in the shelves, something is out of place. They fall like dominoes. They don't jump off the shelf like that. A coworker was with me in the room at the time. We both just looked at each other and went, yep, we saw the same thing. Anyways, nothing too crazy. Might be interesting for the show. Sorry for the long message. I had to give a little bit of context about the building being old and full of stories. You know, I also have told this story. I worked in a building that was 125 years old, and it also had weird stuff going on. I mean, we ran a jiu-jitsu school there for a while, back in like 2012, and people would like talk about how someone tapped him on the shoulder and they turn around, there was nobody there. That's where we found the coffin with an actual skeleton in it that had been used in rituals or something there. And 125 years old, and it does seem like these older buildings, although not always, because we talked about the Bothell Hell House on the last show. That thing was built in like 2007, I think they said. And it was haunted. But we'll get people on to talk about ghosts. You know, we've had people, I don't know if it's on this show or other shows I've listened to, but, you know, people have talked about this idea that, yeah, you know, these ghosts allegedly haunt these older buildings. But I don't know if it was this show or another show. Someone asked a question like, do ghosts die? Which sounds like a weird question, but basically what was being asked was, you know, do these alleged ghosts show up, haunt for a period of months, years, decades, and then, like, eventually move on or whatever? And, you know, some of these ghost people say, yeah, sometimes they're there for a period of time and then they move on. So 125 years old, that seems to be the sweet spot. If you got a story, you can send it to me, Brian@AfterDarkRadioShow.com, and we'll get into them. I got a lot more in the bin. We can read some more here today. So, this 3-Eye Atlas is flying through space, and, you know, appears like it's a comet, but this Avi Loeb, who was a Harvard physicist, you know, he's kind of made his name. Like, everybody goes to him now whenever there's an anomalous thing in space. And, you know, I don't know about this guy because it feels like the boy who cried wolf. This all started when Oumuamua started heading through. The first, I believe it was the first interstellar object that had ever been cataloged. And, you know, it started... An interstellar object is basically, you know, most of the things in our solar system, they're just constantly orbiting the sun. So the interstellar object would be something that is not orbiting the sun, but it came from outside the solar system and is now heading this way. So Oumuamua, I believe, was the first. And now there's this three-eye atlas. And, you know, when Oumuamua was on its way in, Avi Loeb decided it had to be, or there was a good chance it was a alien craft. And, you know, he got a lot of publicity because he was a Harvard physicist. And, you know, Oumuamua came and it pretty much is, like, even UFO people are like, man, it's just a big old rock. It's kind of weird, but it's a big rock. Well, now we got another one coming in, and Avi Loeb is at it again. Although this time he says maybe a 30% chance that it is an alien craft of some sort. So anyway, a paper from the SETI Institute, that is the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. So if anybody would want this thing to be a alien craft, it'd probably be the people at SETI. You know, you need funding. But a paper from a SETI Institute scientist directly addressed claims that 3-Eye Atlas is an alien spacecraft. July 1, the Asteroid Terrestrial Impact Last Alert System. That's a harrowing name. The Last Alert System detected an object moving through the solar system on an escape trajectory. Follow-up observations confirmed. We are looking at our third interstellar visitor after Oumuamua, it's Hawaiian. And the other one, which never gets a lot of, people don't really talk about the second, was 2-Eye Borisov was the second one. 2-Eye Borisov. This one is 3-Eye Atlas. Although it looks quite different from the previous two, it says here. It is an interesting object, perhaps from an earlier age of the universe in a different part of the galaxy. And even spacecraft around Mars and Jupiter are getting in on the action observing it. There have been a few suggestions, it says here. This is from MSN. Although it says, not from the majority of scientists, that the object could not be natural at all. Soon after the object was discovered and before we could take a proper look at it, Harvard theoretical physicist, cosmologist, and astronomer Avi Loeb suggested in a paper, it could be an interstellar probe sent by an intelligent species, potentially, you ready for this? With the goal of destroying Earth. In the first paper, which he states in an accompanying blog post is largely, quote, a pedagogical, there's a word I've never used, exercise, and, quote, fun to explore irrespective of its likely validity. Doesn't sound very confident, this Avi Loeb. He suggested the object could be hostile, as outlined in the dark forest hypothesis. In short, and it says here you should read the book on which it is based, you will not regret it, given the finite resources in the universe and our lack of knowledge of any other civilization's intent, any life form may want to preemptively attack any other form of life they discover before it becomes a threat to their own civilization. According to Loeb's paper, the object could be here for that purpose. It's like a Halloween story here. But Abby Loeb wrote, the low retrograde tilt of 3-Eye Atlas's orbital plane to the elliptic offers various benefits to an ET intelligence, since it allows the object access to our planet with relative impunity. So anyway, the paper, the SETI paper, addressed these claims. This paper has not been peer-reviewed, unlike the other one. But SETI scientist outlines why it is likely a natural object. Says here, the retrograde orbital plane is quite near the 129th ecliptic, and this alignment is not just a coincidence. It is rare, yet not impossible. So anyway, long story short, basically the paper says that, well, it looks like a comet, and it behaves like a comet, moves like a comet, so the chances are very good it's actually a comet. So the only weird thing I guess they found out about it is it's shooting out water, and like a lot of water, like if you ran into a fire hydrant, You know, a lot of some of these objects, comets and such, they give off water vapor, but this is like spewing water. So they're interested in that scenario. But basically, a NASA scientist says it looks like a comet, does comet things. It very, very strongly resembles in just about every way the comets that we know. It does have some interesting properties that are a little bit different from our solar system comets, but it behaves like a comet. And so the evidence is overwhelmingly pointing to this object being a natural body. It is a comet. So, no, it is not going to hit Earth. Evie Loeb said 30 to 40% likelihood it is not a fully natural origin. But it does appear that it's a comet. So, sorry to let everybody down. You know, you can also Google curious cluster of UFOs filmed in Spain. I think it's up on the Coast to Coast website as well. And it's a pretty interesting video. I think some lady filmed it on her cell phone. And there are certainly some weird objects that are in the sky. And, you know, we get the problem is anything post, I don't know, 2022. And actually, you know, a lot of stuff prior to that as well, but especially now. You always got to ask about AI and everything. But I believe the person who filmed this is probably being honest about their confusion. But if you watch the video, it's like there's water and there's land and then there's these objects in the sky. And they are weird, like glowing objects. But if you look at the water, there also appear to be some glowing objects in the water. So I think they're just anomalies of some sort, like photographic anomalies on the phone or glitches, but it's definitely weird. You can check it out. And we'll be back with more After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
Back at the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio. Sports Byline Broadcasting Network every Wednesday, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. Tune in radio. You can watch Sports Byline at f4wonline.com/YouTube for the video. Twitch.tv/F4W video also for the video. And we got a follow-up from one of our early shows when we returned here after a mini-year hiatus. Remember the drones over New Jersey? This is from unexplained-mysteries.com. Military firm admits to causing the UFO flap over New Jersey last year. It says here, social media was awash in November 2024 after hundreds of sightings of mystery objects above the state of New Jersey generated alarm, curiosity in equal measure. 964 sightings in total, spanning 2 months. And this private and unnamed military contractor, one of the firm's employees, admitted to a crowd at a recent event, quote, "You remember that big UFO scare in New Jersey last year? Well, that was us." They went on to explain they hadn't needed to disclose their work to the public because they had a private government contract. The device being tested had allegedly been a type of manned aerial drone. "When it turned, you almost completely lost sight of it," the employee continued. "That's why I think people are seeing this up in the sky. There were reports of people seeing it and saying it disappeared." Now, as we talked about at the time, I felt that this was, how can I describe this? It was a flap. And what happens historically in these UFO flaps or Bigfoot flaps or whatever is there's a report, and then there's another report, and then all of a sudden, kaboom, everybody's seeing these things everywhere. Goes on for a few months, dies off, which in fact I said was going to happen and did, okay? Now, this reminds me, see, the thing that bothers me about this story is 964 sightings during this two-month flap. I'm telling you right now, there's absolutely no way that 964 sightings were all these drones, okay? Because as I talked about at the time, there were people that were like really into this UFO flap in New Jersey, and they went and started triangulating all of these sightings, okay? And the vast majority of them were reports of atmospheric phenomenon. Maybe people saw the moon, stars, whatever. A lot of them were known aircraft. Like a lot of them, you know, people would have their video out or whatever, and, you know, you get the timestamp, you go back, you look at where it was, and, oh, it's this such and such a flight. The vast majority of these were things that you see every day in an area that has a big airport, and there's lots of planes flying in and out. But now that this unmanned or unnamed military contractor has come forward, well, now people are going to say, oh, you know, it was them. That was the whole thing. That wasn't the whole thing. I'm sure some of those drones were seen by people. I'm sure that was some of it, but it wasn't all of it. It was mostly a mass delusion. I think that's what I was looking for earlier. Mass delusion. You know, people knew there were things. They started looking for them. They saw things. They filmed things. They freaked out. And the vast majority of them were normal things that people are seeing every night to this day in New Jersey, but now they're not freaking out about it. I bring this up because this happens all the time, and while I am generally a skeptic, I do find it irritating when, for example, I don't know what crop circles are, okay? But crop circles have been seen for thousands of years. They've been given different names throughout history, but in general, they've been around for thousands of years. You know, the devil used to dance in these things. They were fairy rings. Then we saw these crop circles. And so at some point, you know, these two guys came forward and they had all of their equipment and they said, we made the crop circles. Now, do I doubt for 1 second that they made a number of crop circles? Of course not. I'm sure they did. Okay. But that does not explain not only every one of the crop circles throughout history, including ones before they were born, but also ones afterwards as well. And, you know, it wasn't just in one specific place. These things have been seen all over the world, okay? So now whenever you hear about crop circles, you'll hear, oh, you know, two guys did it. It's there was nothing to it. And it's the same thing with Bigfoot. You know, there was, there were Bigfoot prints seen in the early 60s. That's how it got the name Bigfoot. And then later, you know, these guys came forward and, you know, they said, we made these footprints. And so now, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, yeah, there's no such thing as Bigfoot. These two guys admitted that they did it. Very much like with the Patterson-Gimlin film, this Hieronymus fella, he's come forward and said he's the man in the suit. And so now people say, well, you know, the film is fake. This guy admitted he was the guy, Bob Hieronymus. And the fact of the matter is, you know, he has no evidence whatsoever other than he's had people film him and he can walk in a similar manner as to this Bigfoot. He's never provided the costume. He's never provided anything other than his word. But people have taken this word as fact, even though chances are very slim that Bob Hieronymus was in a costume. So all of this kind of ties into another thing I wanted to mention here, which is there's a new webcam picture of the Loch Ness Monster. And it's not very good. It's terrible, actually. Whoever's in charge of setting up webcams around Loch Ness, I mean, could we maybe get better quality webcams? This looks like a webcam from, like, the 90s. You can see, like, this thing coming out of the water and moving this way. I was like, what does that tell me? And they're like, oh, it's a long-necked creature, whatever. You can't see anything. You can see something sticking out of the water. It could be a duck. Could be anything. It's horrible. But, you know, I was talking to a friend the other day. This is why I bring this up. And he is a big believer in Bigfoot. Big time. And he said to me, the worst thing that ever happened was Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster being lumped together. Because there is, I mean, whatever you want to say about Bigfoot and this and that, I mean, we didn't discover, like, the mountain gorilla till, like, 100 years ago, okay? Is it impossible? I'm not saying improbable. I'm not saying unlikely. Is it impossible that there could be a small number of ape-like creatures in the deep forests of North America? Is that impossible? The answer is no, it's not impossible, okay? Maybe it's unlikely, it's not impossible. You know what's impossible? A family of plesiosaurs living in Loch Ness. It's impossible, okay? Yes, people probably have seen something. A lot of theories that maybe there's an undiscovered species of eel in Loch Ness. But there's not a dinosaur in Loch Ness. There's just not. There's not a family of plesiosaurs. It's this one is impossible, okay? So he was upset that they all got lumped together. Because, you know, people think Loch Ness Monster ridiculous. Bigfoot ridiculous. They lump them all together. Whereas he believes Loch Ness Monster is ridiculous. But there is a Bigfoot. So I've been reading a lot of Bigfoot books lately. I read that last week we talked about the, whatever it was called, Pacific Northwest Legends and Lore. Well, now I'm almost done with Who's Watching You? It is an exploration of the Bigfoot phenomenon in the Pacific Northwest by Linda Coyle Suki, I believe is her last name, who unfortunately has passed away. I think she passed away a couple of years ago. But essentially what she did, I guess she had a website, and she just basically said, you know, if you've ever had an experience, a sighting, whatever, what I'd like you to do is send it to me. And she got 8,000 firsthand eyewitness accounts of Bigfoot. And she kind of put everything into this book, and there's like hundreds and hundreds of stories in here. You didn't put all 8,000 in, but there's hundreds of stories in here, and it's very interesting to read because a lot of them are just like normal people who one time experienced something really weird and they can't explain it. And it's really, it's amazing. I've read this book, and then I read a book by David Politis, who did the Missing 411. He's also into Bigfoot. And he makes it clear, by the way, like he when he does Missing 411, which is about people that disappear in national parks, I think you're supposed to read the book and get the idea that he thinks it's Bigfoot. And he never says what he thinks it is. But I've been to David Politis speaking engagements, and he pretty much makes it clear there he doesn't think it's Bigfoot. I do think he thinks it might be UFOs, but that's up to him to state publicly. But anyway, he wrote a book on Bigfoot, a couple of them, Tribal Bigfoot, and there was another one as well. And he's got like a lot of historical documents. Like he went through microfiche at these libraries, and he found these Bigfoot stories like dating back, I think the earliest one was like the early 1800s or the late 1700s. And it's pretty amazing to read these old newspaper reports and see how similar they are to modern day Bigfoot reports. Like it's kind of weird. I mean, they all describe the same things, like very large, always talk about no neck. You know, sometimes they'll have small differences, like sometimes the hair will be white, sometimes the hair will be black, sometimes the hair will be brown, sometimes there's hair on the face, sometimes there's not hair on the face. But in general, it's like these big, giant, wide, no-necked things smell horrible. They always talk about smelling horrible. And, you know, these things go right on through today. And all of these reports in the book are like, oddly similar. And, you know, when you get 8,000 reports, I mean, listen, do I think there's probably a fair number of people that make up stories and lie? Of course. Of course. But is it realistic to believe that 8,000 people all lying, all sending in a story? I don't think so. I think a lot of these people were sincere. But it still doesn't prove there is a Bigfoot. But it does prove they're seeing something really weird. And the reports are similar in so many ways that it is fascinating to read. And the one in the book that I really want to know more about, and the book also has interviews with like some of the most famous Bigfoot researchers. I think it was written in 2008. So like there's interviews with like Peter Byrne and some of these other Grover Krantz. A lot of these guys have since passed away, but it's got a lot of interviews with them as well, which are really interesting. And, you know, one of the stories early in the book is about Mount St. Helens erupting. And there's a famous story of a Bigfoot attack at Ape Canyon on Mount St. Helens in like 1924. And so, you know, one of the stories in the book is, you know, this guy who I guess Mount St. Helens erupted. And then, you know, he claims that he saw military trucks coming in and they were carrying these bodies off, and these Bigfoot bodies being carried off Mount St. Helens and this and that. And, you know, those stories have been out before. And I think someone's actually doing a big either documentary or book on it that's going to come out at some point. But then it was kind of interesting because I don't know if it was Peter Byrne or one of the researchers. He was asked about this and he like totally blew off the idea. He goes, if these things were on Mount St. Helens, they're going to feel that thing and they're going to get out of there. So he was very skeptical of the idea that there would have been dead bodies on Mount St. Helens. But anyway, I'm fascinated with that story. It's a good book. Who's Watching You? Linda Coyle Suki. You can get it on Amazon.com. We'll talk more after the break. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Thank you. Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, After Dark Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Tune in radio, f4wonline.com/YouTube, twitch.tv/f4wvideo. And Funk Monk here on the chat says, I just watched that Loch Ness video, the Loch Ness webcam. It looks like a stick. Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It's just like this completely straight thing that's going through the water. Hey, you know, on a different show, I never know what I'm going to do on a... I'm in just abject fear when I have to go solo for an hour on this show. I never know how it's going to go, but it always goes out all right. But the next time I have a solo show, we got to talk about what I've been binge watching of late, which is I found a playlist on YouTube of all of the old, like, 1970s In Search Of shows, which for those of you who are old... I mean, those were the shows that everybody, they all got into this from watching those shows. This is like, you know, I got into it from Art Bell, but like the generation before, they were the ones watching In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy. And these are all up on YouTube. And I watched the Bigfoot one, and I watched the Loch Ness Monster one. And man, I could talk for hours about these shows. But the one thing I want to mention very quickly, since we're talking about Loch Ness, is, you know, they mentioned the surgeon's photo, which was a famous photo from 1933. And since that show came out and today, they found out it was a hoax. It was like the 90s, they found out it was fake. And man, my childhood was just crushed when I found out the surgeon's photo was a fake. So anyway... Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week with a brand new show. Send your Halloween stories, Brian, at AfterDarkRadioShow.com. That's it. We'll talk to you next time. After Dark Radio, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network.